I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now. He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Moose right now.
One of our favorite segments on the Steve Cochran Show here. Happy Monday and good morning to you. Dr. Kevin Moose is going to join us in a few seconds here. We're going to talk about spring allergies today and medical records. You were just saying, Dave, that you had your complete physical, you know, you had your blood test. Everyone once a year should do a cholesterol screening, just a little physical, get the once over.
I just had mine 2 weeks ago.
And you were okay.
I got, what was my, on a scale of 1 to 10, I guess...
6?
Yeah,
4?
A little higher than that. I was doing okay, actually.
Is this before or after your cold?
That was before my cold and before the NCAA tournament. So I don't know how I am now.
But when you were sick, that wasn't allergies. That was a legit
cold. I was sick, yes.
Dr. Kevin Moose joins. Hey, Doc, what's going on, my friend? You with us?
Guy.
Hey, we're talking about you. All good, though.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
No, we're talking, you know, I know we're going to talk about medical records, too, today, and this is kind of the time of year. It's when you kind of get the once-over, as I was calling it to Dave. You get your blood test, you get your cholesterol checked. It's always good to do it once a year, but I think the fallback has always been, well, you'll call us with the results and say, hey, everything's great, but follow up, right, Doc? I mean, don't just, because you're busy, we're busy, always follow up with these calls.
Well, yeah, and to be honest, Andrea, I am not a big fan of the we'll call you if everything's okay. I think that if a patient has a blood test done or has a test done, it shouldn't be, oh, don't worry about it if you don't hear from us. Mm-hmm. It should actually be a conversation between either the doctor or one of the excellent nurses there to say, hey, let me tell you, here's the results of your test. Here's what we expected. Here's why we did this test. So often you're told why they're going to do tests when you're in the office for your physical, but you forget by the time you get in your car, mm-hmm. and you forget which tests you had done. So following up with that by the doctor's office to say, let me tell you, here's the results and here's what's going on. The electronic medical record now allows people to get their results as fast as the doctor now.
And that's online, right? I mean, that's most of that is online now. You can go into the portal. It's a secure website and get your results.
Exactly. So almost every doctor, and those that don't, it's very, very few and far between, have an electronic medical record right now. And usually they should ask you, do you want access to your chart? And they ask you to fill out some forms, and then you download an app, and it's right there. And it's wonderful. I mean, you can check your medications. If you go to a doctor, a different doctor, and he adds a medication, you can add that. You can talk to the doctor, and you can, you know, send emails to the doctor. So it's a great communication tool for the patient and the physician.
Well, when I had my physical, I went in first to get the blood work done. And my test results were probably, I don't know, a week or so before my appointment so that I could speak to my doctor about them when I went in for my physical. Mm-hmm. And I got an email, Doc, telling me that my test results were available. I went into the portal. I had all of my blood test results. And, of course, then at that point it becomes, okay, let me figure out if this is good or bad. And so I went through each test result. I said to my wife, okay, I think that one's good. I think that one's okay. That one, I'm not so sure about that. But, of course, when I sat down with my doctor, he was able to confirm that, yeah, that was good. That one was a little low, but we can work on that. And yeah, but it was kind of cool to get that, and there was reassurance in that, seeing that everything seemed to check out okay.
Yeah, and Dave, your doctor does something that's great, you know. Before we had the electronic medical record, having the lab test done before you go into the physical is great because now he has the results and he can go over there with them right in front of you. So now, like you said, now with the portal, I can check on my results and I can look and say, oh my gosh, my hemoglobin is 14. It used to be 12. Is that good or is that bad? And, you know, now the next thing you know, you're on the internet checking on all your lab tests. But hopefully if there's something that came back very unusual, that the doctor would even call you before your physical and say, I know you're going to look on the portal. Don't worry about it. Let me talk to you about this. But the portal is wonderful.
I know something that's helpful in our households is, you know, our kids live in two houses. And I took Patrick to a clinic, and then we ended up going to Children's because he was having trouble breathing. He had like severe bronchitis last year. And though his mom knows all his records and she was texting me a lot of information, they were able just to look it up and see, because they were asking me questions I couldn't answer because from things when I, before I even knew him. And
right. Or something might have changed. Too.
Once I knew, you know, you can't remember. You think he was just there last year, but it was 3 years ago, you know, so they were able to say, oh, he had a breathing treatment 6 months ago, you know, so they were, they took all the guess out of it, which I think was helpful in treating him.
Yeah, the functionality of the electronic medical records on the big system level are great if you're on the same one. If you're not, we can share. So there are some, if we have one called Epic, and we can share with other people all their Epic records. So if they come from Joliet and they're on Epic, we can see their records with a sharing agreement, which is exactly what you were saying, Mayor, that it's so important that when you're going between doctors now, you don't have to wait for that letter. You don't have to bring big piles of medical records to the appointment. He can go online and scan them very quickly now and get all the information that they need historically going back, you know, 10 years.
It's kind of like your prescription. You know, you can go to one Walgreens or one Osco. You're all on the computer. It's all the same. Has that kind of improved the care as well, Doc?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, Andrea, because some of that's better, some of that's worse. So, people used to, especially seniors, would shop their prescriptions. In other words, okay, I'm on Simvastatin. It's $22 at CVS, and it's $10 at Walgreens, and it's $8 at Costco. I'm going to get it at Costco. But many of you realize now when you leave the doctor's office, you don't have that piece of paper anymore. You've told us which pharmacy you like to use, and we send it electronically to the pharmacist. So the ability to shop is not good, but the ability to know that where you're getting all your prescriptions filled is the same place, which allows us to track that as well, is excellent.
Are we going to be to a point, or is it too dangerous, where we could access the electronic records through cell phones? Is that kind of the next step?
Oh, no, it's here now.
Okay,
so on my cell phone right now, I can go into something called MyChart, which will, I can request an appointment, I can look at my medications, I can check lab results. So it's there, you know, and then it's just the security of it to make sure that, you know, you have a good password and it's password protected in case you were to ever lose your phone. But everyone is not sitting at their computer, and more people are using their phone actually as a computer as well for their health records.
And what about cybersecurity breaches? I know hacking is such a big concern right now. Is that a worry?
It's a huge concern, especially at the system level, but in the individual level, it is as well. It's pretty interesting. You can go out and buy a credit card number from a criminal for about $50, but a health record is worth way more than that. It's worth hundreds of dollars, and you're like, well, why is that? Because we have so much of your information, and it's very powerful information. Someone can go have surgery on your insurance, to be honest with you. So those are the big concerns, and we try to protect those as much as we can. You read about breaches every so often in the paper, large breaches of information, but for the most part, we're very, very careful, and we have great cybersecurity that backs that up.
See, Andrea, there's on my phone, there are my test results. See that? Well, don't pull them up. But there's a reminder to pick up a bottle of vitamin D, that my vitamin D was a little bit low.
So I thought you were going to say vodka.
I see a couple other prescriptions you have to pick up here, too. That's your cholesterol?
Does it say zero?
That's not my cholesterol.
Man, Dave's cholesterol is minus one.
I shouldn't have shown you that. We're going to have more with Dr. Most, including talk about, and it gets to be a very hot topic this time of year, seasonal allergies.
Yep.
The allergy season is upon us. We'll get to that.
6:52 in the morning, 720 WGN, talking to Dr. Kevin Most. Boy, this has been the craziest winter ever. We were playing golf in February. We had a blizzard last week that lasted a day. So I'm noticing itchy eyes, watery eyes. You were sneezing, a little cough there before. Doc, is Mother Nature as goofed up as we are?
Mother Nature is so confused. and not just in Chicago. You know, I was down in Pinehurst where pine pollen season is normally about 2-3 weeks from now. They're in the middle of it right now. I'm in Dallas right now. They have very high pollen right now, which is very unusual. And even in Chicago, without the rain, you know, that Mary was talking about just earlier, you guys were medium to high pollen, and now at least it's washed out a little bit with the rain. But very unusual to have these counts this high. So people are seeing their allergies flaring up early this year.
I was in Washington 2 weeks ago. Well, the week before last for the Big Ten tournament. Now, the cherry blossoms, some of the cherry blossoms are already blooming in D.C. And this is, we're talking still February or first week of March, second week of March, very early. And I felt it there. I mean, there's no question there was already this pollen in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and people don't think about it. They're, you know, oh, my seasonal allergies are in the spring. You know, I'm going to, about April, when I start paying my taxes, I'm going to start thinking about taking my medicines for allergies. And it's not this year. This year, you got to be thinking, you know, around St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, the importance of starting those medications early is probably one of the biggest things.
Yeah, that's the question, Doc. What can we do? Do you start the medicine early? And what's the first one to hit us? Is it pollen?
Yeah, it's going to be tree pollen. You're going to start to see some of the flowers pop up, but these trees are all budding, and they pollinate at this time of the year. So you're going to see tree pollen is going to be the bigger. Grass isn't going to kick in for a little bit now. A lot of the grass is still very dormant, but tree pollens are going to be the big ones right now. So, you know, if you have that known allergy, or if you don't know what your allergies are, but they come at this time, it is time to start those antihistamines now.
If you want to just get the over the counter, you know, the ones where you don't need the prescription for, how do you know what one to get? Is it just you keep trying until one works?
Yeah, that's actually what it is. So, you know, the over the counter used to be all we had was Benadryl, and someone takes 50 milligrams of Benadryl, they'll be asleep, you know, at their desk.
Yeah,
and then we came out with Zyrtec and Allegra and Claritin. And they're all a little different, so you almost have to try them, but you have to try them for a little while before. So it's almost like a season of trying, all right, I'm going to try Claritin. All right, 3 weeks, it hasn't worked. Okay, now I can switch. Don't try it and say, oh, I'm not better by 3 this afternoon. I need to try a different one.
I actually wasn't sure, and I asked the pharmacist, and they recommended Allegra, and I tried it, and it worked for me.
See,
and now I'm still using it.
I did that with Zyrtec. I think you recommended that, Doc, and Zyrtec was great. So it just depends on, I guess, the person and their allergies.
Exactly. And then also be careful. So if you're not congested and all you have is the runny nose and the itchy eyes, then just get the plain Zyrtec or the plain Allegra. If it gets to a point where you're really congested, then getting the Allegra D or the Claritin D or the Zyrtec D that has that little bit of a decongestant to help keep those sinuses cleared as well.
What about the generics for those?
Absolutely. You know what? I'm a huge fan of generics now, and you're going to start to see more and more of them. And fortunately, these companies are still making enough money on the brand names that the generic prices actually are much lower. When they start to lose that delta, that difference, you're going to start to see the generics start to creep up. But definitely go with the generics.
Hey, Doc, how long does medicine take to get out of your system? I mean, if you were trying to figure out what works best for you, like the Sudafed or the Claritin or the Zyrtec, whatever it might be, you're obviously not going to take them all at the same time or, you know, a couple hours apart. How long does it take for the first, you know, kind of to flush the first out?
So it's a great question. If you think about drugs like, let's go back a long time ago, penicillin, where we used to have to take it 4 times a day. And the reason we had to take it 4 times a day is it had a very short half-life. So by the time the drug was winding down, you had to take your next dose. So now what we found out is, well, from a compliance point of view, let's make sure we have extended-release medications so that people will continue to take their medications and not be inconvenienced and their compliance will be high. Well, with that, unfortunately, we've extended the half-life. So what a half-life is by the time the drug hits the top number in your body, what's the time before one half of it is gone, and then the time before another half and another half-life, you're going to get it almost out of your system.
Okay.
So if you've had a complete steady state of Zyrtec, it's going to take you a good couple days before it's totally out of your system.
Before it flushes. All right, well...
Yeah.
Here we go. We're ready for the allergy season. Although I'd rather have nice weather and a little bit of rain and no snow.
Absolutely.
In March.
That works.
And the one final thing I would say is watch out, you asthma people. Asthma triggers at this time, and you haven't had it all winter. Make sure you have that rescue inhaler, that Ventolin inhaler. That's the one you only use when you're really bad. Nothing worse than getting a bad asthma attack and go, I haven't used my rescue since October, and all of a sudden it's empty.
Do you have more charts? Dave's still looking at his medical records.
I'm looking at my charts. No, I have to say, the first text I got after Northwestern's win over Vanderbilt on Thursday was from Doc Most. congratulating the Cats on the win and saying, yeah, now beat Gonzaga, right? So I have to congratulate your Kansas Jayhawks on getting to the Sweet 16.
All right,
16
don't go that
also.
Far. Don't go that far.
Well, no, it's... Hey. Right?
I love you, Doc. I'm kidding.
No, I know.
Is Bill Self still that coach? No, I'm kidding.
Yes, he is. Sorry we stole him. But Coach Collins and the Northwestern guys, you should be very proud. I thought you were going to win that game, and they had a great season.
It was. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. But good luck to you, Jayhawks, even though Andrea doesn't want me to say that.
No, I root for anything Dr. Kevin Most likes, I'm all for.
Well said.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks, you guys. Talk to you soon.
See you. Got it. Have a great week again. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Back after this on the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.